Good morning, everyone. It is the 26th of November, Saturday morning. Why is it that the first chapter of the Bible sets forth the creation of the world? Because if we don't have a proper account of creation, we don't have a proper understanding of our Creator. And if we don't have a proper understanding of our Creator, we certainly don't understand the things that follow, including sin and redemption. Because our Creator is also our Redeemer and our Savior and our Lord and our King forever. We've read the first chapter of Genesis many times, but I'm going to go over it again today. Most of secular education has shook their fist in the face of God in regards to His account of creation. Most universities deny the first chapter of Genesis in the Bible. Even seminaries have denied the six literal days of creation, including Pat Robertson and Regents University. If people deny the first chapter of the Bible, how can you rely on them to properly interpret any other scripture in the entire Bible? You can't. If they deny the first chapter of the Bible, they've denied the whole Bible. Starts out by saying, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Doesn't say anything about Darwin. It doesn't say anything about spontaneous generation. It doesn't say anything about all the other myths that have been set forth about creation of the earth, including being populated by aliens from another planet. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. God is the one who commanded light to come forth, and light came forth. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. The first 24-hour period had passed by, and what had happened? God had already created light and separated the light from the darkness in the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. So now we have a firmament, we have waters above, and we have waters below. So that proves that there's waters above the firmament. Let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divide the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. Again, there's waters above the firmament and there's waters below the firmament. And God made the firmament and divide the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. So we have two 24-hour periods pass. Now God has created a firmament above, which is called heaven. And there's waters above the firmament, and there's waters below the firmament. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas, and God saw that it was good. Okay, so now we have the third day, and God bringing forth the dry land, the earth, and then also the waters, the seas. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. So here we have the account of the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind. In other words, the apple trees bring forth apples, not peaches. And the apple trees and the pear trees bring forth pears, not apples. And the earth brought forth grass and yielding seed after his kind. And the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. A lot was accomplished on the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God said, let them set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. Notice that God set them in the firmament of the heaven, not outside the firmament. The stars, the moon, and the sun are in the firmament. And to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. In the evening and the morning were the fourth day. So on the fourth day, God created the sun, the moon, and the stars, and put them in the firmament. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life and fowl, that they may fly above the earth in the open firmament of the heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the water brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the sea, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God's, a lot happened on the fifth day. Okay, all of these creatures were created. The whales and every creature that moves. And then said God, made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth on the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth over the upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Do you hear that, transgender people? You're going to shake your fist in the face of God Almighty. God has, by his own authorship, stated in his book, the Bible, in the first chapter of Genesis, that God created man, male and female created he them. He did not create he she's. He did not create transgender people. He did not create homosexuals. He created male and female. And if you don't like it, tough. That's what the Bible says. That's the way it is. You can try to change it as much as you want to. And God blessed them and said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for me. And every beast of the earth, and every fowl of the air, and everything that creepeth on the earth wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good, and the evening and the morning were the sixth day. There is your absolute proof that evolution does not exist. God created everything in six literal 24-hour days, and if you don't like it, evolutionists, tough. That's what the Bible says, and that's the way it is. So here we have the account of creation. We have an account as to how God created it, why God created it for himself. We have also how long it took him to create it. We also have in detail how he created it during the six-day sequence, what he created on each day. And now we have a whole thousands of people throughout the world, millions of people, denying 6 days literal creation. So I'm going to turn this over to Mark and have him read this again as he reads through this. Just realize that most people don't even believe this first chapter of Genesis at all. They've totally denied it and replaced it with Darwinian evolutionary lies.
Beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. God said that let there be light, and there was light, and God saw the light that was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, even the morning on the first day. God said to the firmament in the midst of the waters, divide the waters from the waters, and God made the firmament. Divide the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. God called the firmament in heaven in the evening and the morning on the second day, and God said that the waters of heaven be gathered together. One place of the dry land appearing, it was so, and God called the dry land earth. Gathering together the waters called new seas, and God saw that it was good. God said, Let the earth bring forth grass, herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind. New seas in itself upon the earth, it was so. The earth brought forth grass, herb yielding seed after its kind, the tree yielding the fruit whose seed was in itself after its kind. God saw that it was good. Evening and morning were the third day, and God said there would be lights in front of the heaven, divide the night and day from the light, and let them be for signs, seasons for lights and years, let them for lights in front of the heaven to give light upon the earth. So God made two great lights, a greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night, and made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, to rule the day over the night, and divide the light from darkness. God saw that it was good. Evening the morning of the fourth day. God said to the water, bring forth metal and the moving creature to have life, fowl that may fly above the earth. In the open firmament of heaven, and God created great whales, every living creature that moveth. Which the waters brought forth abundantly after kind, every winged fowl after his kind, God saw that it was good. God bless them, saying, Be fruitful, multiply, and fill the waters and the sea, let fowl multiply in the earth. Evening and morning were the fifth day. God said, Let the earth bring forth a living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast the earth after his kind, and so. God made the beast the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and God saw that it was good. God said, Let us make man our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, the image of God created him, male and female, created he them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth. Every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat. To every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, to everything that creepeth upon the earth. Wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. God saw everything that he had made, behold, it was very good, the evening and morning for the sixth day.
Thank you, Mark. Mm-hmm. So if you have gone through university and you bought into all the lies of they're teaching in the university, get out your authorized King James Version of the Bible, read the first chapter of Genesis, and you'll have to make a decision whether the Bible is fraud or whether the Bible is true. God bless.